call a meeting to order. I guess everyone has a copy of the minutes and able to scrutinize them. Can we get a motion to approve the minutes?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any corrections or additions? If not, all in favor of approving the meetings, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, public comments. Do you have any public comments?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. My name is Ron Jetta. The November results, election results are in, and the voters have sent a very strong message. Kurt Prenzer won with 44,418 votes, and Marlene Suarez is 33,120. The voters overwhelmingly approved of Kurt Prenzler's management of the Treasurer's Office and of the investment portfolio. It's time for the Auditor Rick Fasson, Chairman Alan Dunston, Finance Chair Jack Minner, County Board Member Kelly Tracy, to turn their attention to issues that are important to citizens in Madison County other than Kurt Prenzler. The voters overwhelmingly rejected your candidate and your rhetoric. Let's talk about something important. Madison County government is responsible for our policies creating an environment to foster economic growth and growth of people in Madison County. The Belleville News Democrat editorial dated March 30, 2014, which I have copies of, discussed the declining population in Madison County. Since 2010 census to 2013, the Madison County has lost 0.8% of its population, or 2,050 people. The same information in the Belleville News Democrat, statistically, is on the Madison County website. The Belleville News editorial states the same party and leadership have controlled both counties for decades. They have spent millions of dollars in public projects, social programs, tax incentives, the private businesses, things that were supposed to improve a region's lot, and yet people are leaving. Their plans haven't worked. Going forward, I would encourage the failed leadership to include Republicans in meaningful discussions concerning major issues, policies, and plans. The jail project slash bonds was an example of the failed leadership not listening to Republicans. They overwhelmingly rejected the bond financing referendum, 67% to 33%. Republicans offered good alternatives and proposals for the jail project and financing, and those were not even seriously discussed or considered by the leadership. I presented a proposal at the Finance Committee meeting last year. There was no serious discussion about it, and now the county is adopting much of what I proposed. As Alan Dunston likes to say, Republicans and Democrats working together. Well, it's time for the failed leadership to have some meaningful discussions, which must include compromise with the Republicans by Democrats on major issues and not just paying lip service or outright dismissing alternative proposals. Let's work together to make Madison County the best county in the United States. If the leadership doesn't get serious about these meaningful discussions and compromises, the voters may be in a mood to fire more elected officials in 2016. Thank you very much. And I have copies, if anyone would like them, of the editorial comments.
Do we have any other public comments?
No.
Joe, you're up.
Yes, we have quite a few for your consideration this morning, Dean. Last month in the fiscal year.
Hey, Ron, don't take off. Stick around.
You always got to leave.
Go ahead and leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you got a job. Your job took time off for this.
Don't tell him, though. He doesn't have courage.
Anyway, following the agenda, the first purchase, the first two are with the Animal Control Department. We have our annual software renewal for our database management system. It's called the Chameleon System. And then we also would like to purchase our animal control tags for next year. If there's any questions, Tammy is here from Animal Control.
You got any questions?
People pay for the tags, right?
They pay a fee, and then they're given a tag whenever the rabies shot takes place.
Yeah. Yes.
Next, with the Chief County Assessor Office, we have a purchase to replace some furniture for four offices, and also the invoice is in for the publication for the 2014 reassessment notices for six townships. Joe Dotterman's here if there's any questions.
Any questions, Joe?
We have replacement copy machines for two departments, the circuit clerk and the circuit court. We have the circuit clerk and the chief judge here if there's any questions.
No questions.
Next, there's two professional management contracts. The first one is with Bellwether LLC. This is something through the county board office. I attached to your agenda a description of what this is. It's basically several counties joining together to do a benchmark analysis. We basically cost out certain services in county government. We compare ourselves to each county. We look at best management practices. The end result is that we have a whole lot of data that we can analyze and try to figure out a better and cheaper way of doing things, or to give us ideas moving forward. It also enables the counties and primarily through our Metro Counties organization to have data sets available so that when legislation either gets proposed in Springfield, we can articulate to the legislators what costs these may impose on county government, or we can propose legislation to make changes that potentially can save us costs. It's real wonky stuff, but it's something in professional management that we talk about and we look at all the time and trying to figure out a better way of doing things. So in a nutshell, that's what this proposal is.
So, Joe, I saw there were some counties that are already on board, right?
Yes.
Was it like seven, and then there are others that are considering
yes.
it?
Yeah, we hope to have more. The more data we have available, right. the better we are. But this is something that was initiated with Metro Counties about a year ago, and we just have been working through it. And we tried to find a source of money through another organization, but that didn't work out, so we're now moving forward on our own. The next management contract is PFM Asset Management. At the last Finance Committee meeting, we had PFM down here to make a detailed presentation on the services that they would provide Madison County. The Finance Committee directed us to go out for a solicitation. We did that. We had several firms submit qualifications. We formed a committee that was made up of Bill Meyer, myself, Mark Venita, and Jack Minner. We invited the treasurer's office. They declined to participate. We interviewed four consultants. We came up with the most qualified firm, negotiated a scope of services. That scope was explained at the last Finance Committee meeting, and we now have negotiated a fee of $28,500, and we'd like to move forward with hiring this firm to assist us and to develop a report in a transparent manner that will provide recommendations to Madison County and factual data so that everybody understands, you know, our investment portfolio, how it's being managed, and which ways we may do a better way in the future that's in the best interest of the taxpayers in Madison County.
Any questions?
Jack, if I could speak for a second.
Yes, okay.
Well, I would like to say, first of all, that before a month or two ago, I asked this committee and Joe and Alan if we could postpone this investment issue until after the election, because in my opinion, it's really a policy issue and not a political issue. I will note that this issue was, of course, a special Finance Committee meeting was held one day before the election to make this a political issue, and I don't think that was the right thing. When I became treasurer, the cost of our investment portfolio, when I incised the cost of it, was $108 million. The value was $105 million. Today, the portfolio value and cost is $149 million. So we have roughly $40 to $50 million today, more than what we had 4 years ago. In my opinion, it's a waste of money to hire a third-party company. I plan to continue to invest money legally, safely, and if possible, locally. Investing money in local banks means more jobs in Madison County. Now, I do believe that this issue was out there in the political realm before the election. I think the voters spoke pretty clearly. I will say that Kelly or Doc or whoever you know, if you'd ever like to come and talk to me or Jack about it, my door is completely open. But I think that's where we are as a county, $149 million today.
Kurt, what would be wrong with having an objective third-party professional, one of the most qualified firms in the country that does this for a living? They're not brokers. They have no fiduciary interests other than to the county to come in and look at it to figure out a better way for us to do things.
Number one, Joe, and you know this, and Alan, you know it too, that this is unprecedented among other Illinois counties. And number two, because the purpose of this hiring this firm is 100% political. There it is.
That's not.
Okay, you have sheets. Yeah. You have those sheets.
I gave them to the finance.
Okay, and I'll give her a sheet too. You can speak after me.
Yes.
Let me tell you, you know, and I'm getting tired of you saying politics. You know, Kurt, I have done nothing. You know, and I did say I was wishing Ron Jetta would stick around. For crying out loud, he says something and he leaves. And I just can't believe that guy would just come here and say things. But I do try to work with Republicans. I've had you in my office try to work with you on different issues. You know, and I'm not going to go back into history. And Bill Maher and Matt Rice and I sat there, and you reneged on a couple of things. I'm going to go into all that. But I can tell you that what we're making on interest today, I can go, my mother, who is 93 years old, can go to a bank and open up a bank account and make 0.25% interest. My mother, excuse me. We have the records from the current interest that's sitting on the table. I don't know if you have them. As the members, does the audience have some?
No.
We'll make copies. And in July, August, and September, we made an interest $80,292 on $138,720,000 in investments. That was a return of 0.23%. 0.23%. I have a little bank account in the Bank of Campsville that has $18 in it. I make 0.25% on my bank account in the Bank of Campsville. Now, something's wrong when we have $138 million and you're only making 0.23%. Safety is extremely important. No one is taking safety away. It is extremely important. But we have little earnings estimates here, and we had a company that came in here. And by the way, Kurt, you were asked to be a part of that group. It wasn't us playing politics. We were doing it very nicely, asking you to come in and work with us. You sent a letter asking us to do it after the election. I think it was you who were the pain of politics, not us. Okay? Because we're trying to work with you. I am still going to try to work with you. I made a promise to Tom McRae back here. That if I would, and we delayed it, we didn't come out with any press releases or whatever, that we try to work this thing out and try to get these investments up. Okay? Well, if we invested the money at 0.48%, we would have investment earnings of $665,000 or $344,000 gain. If we made 0.73%, we make $691,000. If we made 0.98%, we make over $1 million in gain. My township, and I will have you come over and take a look at my township. I invite the press to come over and look at my township. I'm making more interest in my little township than you're making in the county. And I'll give you my interest portfolio. And I'm not an expert. I don't know nothing about this. It's simple. We're not making interest. And when you're not making interest on your investments, the people that are losing are the taxpayers, because you, as finance committee members, have to levy more. This is an extremely important thing. It's not a mandate that you had that says that we need to make this on our interest. That's not a mandate. That's stupidity. We have to, let's get a firm in here and just do, you know, and if the firm comes in and they say you're doing a great job, then I'm going to look like an idiot. I didn't pick the firm, but you were asked to be part of the firm, Mr. Prenzler, and you refused until, you even sent us a letter saying, please wait until after the election. It was you that was playing the politics, not me. Go ahead and reply.
May I respond?
Yes.
We had a CPA that came of his own volition to the county board meeting some months ago. He was with Arthur Anderson Company. He was a treasurer of a Fortune 500 company. He explained to the county board what the purpose of a treasurer was. And then, Ellen, you made a comment about the Bank of Campbell before. You said you could go up there and get 1.25%. Was that correct? That's not true.
It's 0.25.
Well,
okay. What my account? I got here. I got
you
it.
Said 1.25.
No. I got my statement.
Hurry, don't leave. Got my
satellites back.
The lights went out.
No need to add drama. Lighting.
Everybody check their pockets. It was the butler that did it.
I just happened to bring my statements in, folks. I get the press.
If you open up an account in the sky, and by the way, I'm not a very wealthy person. I wish I had a little bit more money. But if you open up an account in the Scott Credit Union. Oh, let's see what the account. I'll get here in just a second. 0.23%. They make what you make, but I have in my account here $12.79. Oh, excuse me, $88.70. I'm making 0.23% APR. Am I correct? Go and respond.
In a meeting not many months ago, Alan, you also came forward with some numbers. You said that they were making 1.35% in Lake County. I was aghast. We left this office. We called Lake County. Their yield was 0.36. And by the way, our yield exceeds 0.36. And after this meeting, we'll get you a detailed...
Those numbers all came from their audits. So we can demonstrate...
You should have called their treasurer.
Well, here's the bottom line, Kurt. We're looking for a better way of doing things. We would have blinders on if we ignored... all these consultants that came in and made presentations, they all... invest for public entities in Illinois, colleges, water districts, counties, municipalities, school districts. They all work for these units of government. Everything's safety, liquidity, and yield. Their analysis was that in Madison County's portfolio, had we invested the proper way, that we would have been making in excess of 1% on these interests. The chart that the chairman just referenced, you're talking about $1 million a year left on the table. Why wouldn't we want to look at this? Why wouldn't we want to bring in a professional firm to come in and advise us on this?
The comments today are another example of bad numbers. I think we're going to look at these numbers after this meeting, and I think you'll find that our yield is in the 0.45 to 0.50 range. Okay. Which, in my opinion, is very good.
Well, Scott Critz.
Those counties that keep their money in less than 2 year CDs. And I want everybody
that's the problem. If you're keeping $130 million in less than 2 years, you aren't going to make interest. Your office does no liquidity analysis. You never pick up the phone to call me, the auditor's office, the highway department, or large capital to find out what our cash management needs are. You're putting everything in two years or less and say, the money will be there, we don't have to worry about it. You're missing out on an opportunity to make more money, and that costs the taxpayers. That's what we need to look at. That's what we need to study.
Okay, Doc, you're first.
I'd like to know, is there a reason why you don't want to earn more money on the money that you're investing?
Again, we go back to, Doc, if you were to evaluate the value of your house, you would go to an appraiser and he would say, Doc, you know, we're going to look at three ways. We're going to look at comparing with other similar houses have sold. We're going to look at what if your house was rented out, what rent would it generate, and we're going to use a cap rate to get a value. And then we're going to also look at what it would cost to rebuild your house minus depreciation. Three ways to evaluate what is the right value. Now, in county treasurers across the state of Illinois, the first place they go when they decide how to invest their money is Illinois state law. They don't run to Little Rock, Arkansas, most county treasurers in the state, okay? They look at Illinois law, and they look at the Illinois Public Investments Act, okay? And they see safety, liquidity, and yield in that order. But then, they also talk to other county treasurers. I mean, that would be the logical thing to do. And I will tell you that certainly more than 90 of 102 counties in Illinois consider that a limit of 2 years in terms of how far they got in terms of maturity. Nothing beyond a two-year CD or a two-year bond.
But, Kurt, those
you
90 counties...
No, let me listen.
Those aren't comparable counties. If you've got a small county that's got $3 million in a bank, sure, they can't go out more than 2 years. But you're talking about large urban counties that are separate from those other 90 counties in the state that do have large investment balances because of the dynamics of what we do and the operations that we carry and everything. Those are the ones that you benchmark against that you have to look at. So you can't say 102 counties. You have to look at those Big Ten that have investment balances similar to Madison County.
Okay, Rick, you're first.
Yeah, I want to clear something up on these other treasures, too, that was printed in the paper before. The treasurer that was quoted in the article in the Telegraph in Champaign County, in 2012, they had to issue tax anticipation warrants because their cash flow wasn't very good. Now, you know what he got on his investments? 0.11 of a point on his investments. The gentleman that was quoted from Sangamon County was sending his chief deputy in here at the tune of $85 an hour to pay consultant for Kurt, and I've got the bill upstairs that's itemized. It tells you where that came from. So I want to clear that up with these treasures. One other thing, Mr. Chairman, in regard to what Mr. Jetta said, we brought in outside officials or representatives that said this county on more than one occasion is well managed. If you listen to that, you think Madison County is broke and it's not being managed very well. We're in the black. Our debt is very minimal. And I think, Alan, we said by 2016 the debt's wiped out probably altogether. So let's get away from this nuance that Mr. Jetta presented, that the county, it's a failed leadership. The county does not have failed leadership, and the numbers tell the truth. So I want to put that out there and get that clear.
Okay. You want to comment on something? Okay, go ahead.
One, I think you treated the person that was here rudely as a citizen. But
you think we treated him rudely?
I just think when
someone comes in and speaks,
wait a minute. That's it. I just think we should all be professionals, and you keep some of your comments to yourself. You could talk to him later. You don't need to make that public.
I'm sorry, I find that hilarious. You know, you got the press here. Lisa, please. Go ahead.
Right. Thank you. When you say we work together, Democrats and Republicans, we came up with a lot of ideas. And you say that, but that's not true. We don't always work on a lot of big issues together at all. You blow us off. On the money in our investments, the taxpayers, yeah, they're probably upset because we have $149 million of their money. You know, instead of investing and doing this, spend it or give it back. And that's my thought to matter. In 2013, there's this quote in the paper that you said this Madison County was managed well. Investments and everything. So now you're saying it's not good in a year?
I didn't say the investments were. Excuse me. So let me, you know, this is a dilemma. You got press here. How many, Steve, you're here? You're with the Alton paper? Anybody from the News Democrat? You have a guy come in here like Ron Jetta and speaks and doesn't have the courage to stick around and get a response. Now, let me tell you, I would never do that. Now, do I respect that man? No, I do not. You know, give a guy, if you're going to come in here and respond, you let me get, you come in, I'll debate him, I'll debate you on the investments any day you want on Kurt Prinzler on the county board floor, any day. When you make, and by the way, Scott Credit Union, I make 0.3% interest, more than we're making on $136 million. Now, Lisa, if you don't think that's a problem, you got a problem. Every board member here that doesn't believe we should be making more interest on that has a problem. You know, the reason that we have money in reserves is we are not like the state where we can go out and bond things. That's why we had a jail bond issue. We got to do it piecemeal now. Probably going to cost us more money. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we have to go out when we do a highway project. We have to go out and we have to pay for the highway project. Kurt, the one thing that we're going to move right away is we're taking motor fuel tax away from you. That's not going to be invested by the treasurer's office. It's going to be invested by the county board. We could do that via the highway department. We found out we could do that. And we'll compare our interest compared to your interest. Mark, we're going to take your money or with your help. We're not going to take it. We're going to show what other people can make. We'll compare our interest with your interest. And we are going to do this study. if the vote from this committee comes through, and they're going to demonstrate what we should be making an interest. And if that's political, that's political. But the people out there have a right to know what we should be earning on our investments. And I think that's only fair. And I wasn't even part of this planning for this committee. I met the firm one time when they were here last time, first time I met them. And all I want is to get a professional person come in here and tell them the way we should be investing our monies and go from there. And I'd ask you to call for the roll.
I think so.
What is the current investment balance?
All right, we got that.
As of September, it was $138,720,000.
Okay.
It's about
$147,000.
Okay,
let's call for a vote.
Well, we still have
a vote. Let's go through this. Yeah.
Okay, moving on with the Facilities Management Department, we have three purchases. We have a change order to our roof contract. We have a 70-gallon duplex condensate unit. Is this a furnace repair? Is that what that is?
It's Kurt? A boiler part, basically a boiler part down at Wood River.
And a replacement copy machine.
Kurt, any questions?
With the IT department, there's several purchases. I'm going to have Timothy run over these.
Sure. First purchase is for two switches. We have a couple in stock. You get the switch goes out. These are replace our stock because we have to use them for failures. The next one is quarterly maintenance on the image runner. That's just the standard maintenance on the printer that prints the county's forms. The Trimble GPS unit, that is a replacement of a unit that is old and outdated. VMware infrastructure, that is for VMware software that's for the new New World project with the municipalities in the county. And the GBIC modules, that is to put in some equipment for the new data center. We're expected to purchase that next year, but we have funds available this year for that purchase.
Any questions?
With the probation department, we have a replacement copy machine. With the recorder, they would like to purchase a custom seals Platt storage unit. If there's any questions, Jackie's here from the recorder's office.
Any questions?
With safety and risk management, they have a risk management. Is this a software?
It's a risk management information system. We're actually going to be partnering with our third-party administrator to access their risk management information system. We currently use a standalone product that doesn't communicate directly with them. This will actually reduce several redundancies in our office with regards to our claims management, both on the work comp and the liability side. And this is just to cover initial licensing fees and user fees to move over to that new system with them.
Any questions?
And then lastly, with the Sheriff's Department, we have the AFIX tracker support renewal and the diagramming software for traffic accident reporting. And the Sheriff and Major Wells are both here if there's any questions.
Any questions? Move the motion.
So move.
What could you break out the PFM?
I'm sorry.
Could you break out the PFM?
Yes, we voted on this one separately.
Okay. No, the PFM. Okay, we're voting on that separately. Okay. Get a motion for the rest of it.
So move.
Second.
Motion by Doc, second by Kelly. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
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 Okay. Now, going back to the PFM, can we get a motion?
So move.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Jack?
Yes.
I would say, the chairman, I did discuss, I would be willing to facilitate a committee of some sort to help move this discussion forward. In my opinion, it would be kind of counterproductive to hire a consultant that the treasurer is not going to, hasn't participated in that discussion and that decision. I know that he did ask for it to be, delayed until after the election, because I don't think it really is a political. I agree it's not a political issue, but I would be willing to help move that discussion forward. And
would there even be a consultant that you would work with, though? I mean, well, I'm not really wanting to put this on hold because...
When I was a township trustee, once you became, you had millions of dollars to invest. It's a different animal than investing thousands. I mean, it is. You can,
sure.
It's an apples and oranges. It really is a different issue. When you have $140 million, you can't go down and get
okay.
a half.
I'm going to compromise with you, Tom. When we get this firm to come in, you got Jack, Bill Maher, we'll put you on that committee. And I'll put another Democrat on that committee. We'll put you on that committee when this company comes in and starts going over this stuff. That way you can have an input. Because I want to see this thing move forward.
Yeah, I mean, we really do want to work together. And the consultant wants that. They want to sit down with us to help us, you know, manage our investments and do a better job rather than argue. That's how we got to this point. We were doing all this 6-7 months ago. We said, time out, let's take this approach and try to figure out a way to move forward together. And that's really where this needs to go, is to move forward together.
We do. And the committee, though, I mean, it has a... the air of the committee has not been... It's been tough to,
Well, once they come in, I'll talk with you and set up another committee if I have to.
Yeah, okay.
I'll call for
the question. Okay. Call for the question.
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Aye.
Okay, now we'll move on to resolutions. End of the year, we have several for your consideration. The first one is a capital project for the circuit court that would be to equip courtroom 109 with audiovisual upgrades. If there's any questions, Judge Hill is here.
Any questions? Hearing none.
You still play the accordion? I played in that courtroom.
Very well.
I got a hearing that starts in a few minutes, so I just want to be here in case there were questions on that.
Thanks, Judge.
So, being done, I'm going to hear
it. All right. You're excused.
I guess that's what Ron Jett is going to.
Yeah.
Okay, secondly, with the Facilities Management Department, we have two resolutions. One is for elevator service. It's basically our maintenance contract with Cone Incorporated. But we also have some capital projects, also Cone being the bidder, to modernize certain elevators.
Yeah, the major modernization are on two elevators down at Wood River. They're the most used elevators at Wood River. So bring them completely up to date with all the new codes that Illinois is putting on us. And then I do have some inspection repairs in addition to several other elevators. Two more of them are down at Wood River. And then two over to courthouse.
I have a question. How often do they replace the cables on those elevators?
They inspect them every month, make sure they're not frayed or stretched. Mm-hmm. If they do find anything like that, then they go ahead and do the replacement on the cables. So it's basically, it all depends on the wear.
Inspection.
Any questions, Kurt?
The highway department, we have a new dump truck. Mark's here if there's any questions.
Yeah, right now we were hoping to go out for bids on sign truck, but we came back along with the state and make our bid specs on the sign truck easier. They did not go into a state bid, so with that in mind, we switched over to a dump truck and we'll put the sign truck off until next year. This is a replacement basically for a snow plow system. Right now we're running 12 trucks to plow snow with, so we really need to replace about one a year to keep up with the wear and tear on our vehicles.
They do get a lot of wear and tear. Okay.
And then with the IT department, we have a few. Timothy, would you mind explaining these two?
The first one is our annual maintenance for Microsoft. The second and third one is actually part of the New World project. That's the servers and storage for the upgrades for the New World. And the fourth one is our yearly maintenance on the Cisco equipment and networking infrastructure.
Any questions?
Actually, I did have a question back, and it occurred it was on the... I'm sorry, it wasn't on Timothy. Oh. Can I go back and...
Sure.
The five-year contract, the maintenance for Cone, that $124,000 is for 5 years, or
yes,
is that
five years.
At $124,000?
No, that's for 5 years total. Just below the overall price, it has each year broke out. It's $23,000 for next year, $24,000 for 2016, almost $25,000 for 2017, and so on and so forth. That's what we pay annually.
And lastly, with the Planning Development Department, they have a new purchase for a permit tracking software. This replaces the old Permits Plus system from 1999, which I actually was part of putting in place. And I know Matt's been working for some time to come up with a new system. Do you have anything to add to it, Matt?
Nothing to add. I'm here for questions.
Any questions?
And those are the resolutions.
Motion to approve.
Good second.
Second.
Second by Doc. No further discussion. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I have a couple other agenda items for your consideration. The next one is our fee ordinances for the Child Advocacy Center and Neutral Site Custody Exchange. As part of our budget process and our revenue review, we look at fees to see whether the fees are sufficient to support the operations. And in this year's process, we identified that the Child Advocacy Center fee needs to be increased to generate enough revenue to support their operations. But at the same time, there's another fee for the Neutral Site Custody Exchange that can be lowered. So what we're proposing is to increase the CAC fee from $9 to $12 and to decrease the Neutral Site Custody Exchange from $5 to $2.
It's just almost a wash.
Well, it's almost a wash. They apply to different types of filings, but essentially one needs to be moved up.
And how are these fees collected, Joe? Is that through the court?
Circuit clerk.
Circuit clerk,
yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
good.
A
question?
Who has a question? Yeah, okay.
For those fees, I mean, do we have any idea how much we can collect, or is it...
How much additional revenue?
Yes, and do we collect all the fees, or is it hit and miss? Is it difficult to collect these fees?
Well, that's part of the problem with the CAC fees, is that we aren't necessarily collecting all the fees. So, I mean, there's other issues. We've had discussions with the courts about that. And then there's more to it, too. There's not as many traffic tickets being written, for example, by the municipalities. That's a statewide trend that's taking place. So, I mean, that's, in fact, affected the revenue. So did that answer your question?
Yeah, it's just this is a really important service in Madison County, and they have to do so much fundraising just to make their budget.
They do, this will shore up their finances some, but they are starting to contribute their private money that they've raised towards the operations. Mm-hmm. So it's working together to keep them at the level that they desire to work at.
Whatever we can do to help them, I would appreciate.
Okay. Any further discussion? If none.
Aye.
We haven't had a motion yet.
Motion to approve. Second.
Motion and a second by Ann. No further discussion. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
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 Next, we have a resolution approving a rural property tax assessment settlement agreement with WRB Refinery. As you may recall, for a couple years now, Madison County has been participating in a consortium of taxing bodies attempting to negotiate a new assessment agreement with the refinery. The previous one was from 2005 to 2010, and it expired. The refinery went through a major expansion. For the last couple years, the process has shifted from the board review setting the new value for the property, appeals being made to the Illinois Property Tax Appeals Board, litigation being taken up by certain taxing districts. Madison County was not part of it. And all these issues combined together has resulted in a settlement agreement that the taxing districts are in agreement with and the refinery is now in agreement with. So what we're proposing to the county board is that we agree to this agreement for the years 2011 to 2017. The refinery has already paid the taxes in 2011 and 12. It will not change what they've already paid, but it will impact the amount of taxes that they will pay 13 through 17.
Okay. And we are, what part of the consortium are we? Like fourth or eighth or seventh, aren't we?
Well, you mean as far as percent of the tax bill? We're about 9%, I believe, of the tax bill.
Okay. Very good. Any questions? Discussion? Not. Can we get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Doc. Second by Ann. No further discussion. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
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 And then I have two more resolutions. Every 4 years, we're required to set the bond for the county clerk and the county clerk, or county treasurer and collector for the next 4-year term. And I have resolutions on that. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Are they the same amounts that it was for the previous
yes.
4 years?
Yes.
We can vote on both those same time, I think.
So moved. Second.
Man. Any questions or discussion? If not, Kelly?
Aye.
Dan?
Aye.
Aye.
James?
Aye.
That's all.
That's all you have, Joe?
Yes. That was a lot.
Rick, you're up.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we have no motel tax reconciliation report for this month. We do have a number of refunds. The first is from the special service area. I'll bring them all in at once, if that's okay.
Please do.
Okay. From the special service area payable to an individual, and this is a refund due to an overpayment. The second one is from the probation revenue payable in the amount of $120 to the Madison County Circuit Clerk. These funds were deposited in the probation fees but should have been deposited for the clerk fees. Third, special service area, refund is payable to an individual. The refund is due for an overpayment. Next one is also from the special service area, payable in the amount of $31.46 to a business entity. This refund is due from an overpayment. Next, special service area, payable in the amount of $31.46. to a business. This refund is due for an overpayment. Next one again is a special service area payable in the amount of $31.46 from to a title company. This refund is due for an overpayment. Special service area due to an overpayment to the title company. Again, the amount is $3. And lastly, we have the health department revenue payable in the amount of $47 due an individual. This check is due for an overpayment of clinic fees. I move for your approval.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any questions of Rick on the refund? I have. I've never paid anybody too much in my life. I don't think I have a refund. I don't know how they do that. Okay.
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
Doc.
Aye.
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 Okay.
Okay, moving forward, Mr. Chairman, we have a number of immediate emergency appropriations. The first is the county's received a grant in the amount of $17,000. It's entitled Family Violence Prevention Coordinating Council Grant. The purpose of the grant is increasing awareness of family violence and providing resources to help eliminate the problem. This is a no-match grant. I'll bring these all in at the same time.
Okay.
Second, the county has, it was determined that the county are going to incur necessary expenditures that will be incurred for the IT infrastructure upgrade, provide the Sheriff's Department and New World System services. The expenditure, let's see, the amount that the expenditure is $158,550 in the capital project fund. It's New World Systems project. Next, subsequent to the budget, the county received a grant in the amount of $166,188 with the purpose of providing grant monies to support public health preparedness in response to bioterrorism. This also is a no-match grant. Next immediate emergency appropriation. The county's received a grant in the amount of $323,834, and it's titled a Project New Direction Enhanced Drug Court Treatment Grant. And the purpose of this is providing an enhanced drug court support and treatment program for high-risk offenders. This is also a no-match grant. And lastly, The county has received a grant in the amount of $192,347. This is titled Adult Redeploy Illinois Program with the purpose of establishing a continuum of local, community-based sanctions and treatment alternatives for nonviolent offenders who would otherwise be incarcerated. $192,347, and this also is a no-match grant. I move for your approval on the grants.
Very good. Good motion?
So moved. Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any questions? Hearing none?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Aye.
Jamie?
Aye.
Okay.
And, Mr. Chairman, if I can, I want to submit the summary report of claims and transfers for November 2014. I move for your approval on that. That's all I have.
Your motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Kelly?
Aye.
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 Jane?
Aye.
Aye.
Safety and risk.
I don't have anything else for you today.
Okay. Budget update.
That shouldn't have been on the agenda. It was a carryover from last month.
No. Okay. I thought we had some other budget updates going on here.
Oh, no. Thank God.
Very good. Any new business? Yes.
I just have a question for the committee, and I'm sorry, Mr. Knight, I left it. I was thinking about, you know, financing the jail repairs, and you know, we have money that is accumulated in the Superior Clerk's office, you know, I guess because of fees. My question is, if we charge, let's say, a $10 filing fee, whatever the number is, a portion of that $10 is allocated to different funds, I guess the legal law library fund, you know, et cetera. If we maintain that fee at $10, hypothetically, and we just, since we're accumulating money, couldn't we just say $2 of that goes to the jail fund? I mean, is it possible we could, because it seems to be the jail seems to be a product of the circuit clerk.
Well, the reason we can't is the statute specifically says what the money can be used for, and it, you know, that would not be a project you could use it for. I mean, I understand what you're saying, that, yeah. Well, yeah, we send people over to the jail or whatever, but we wouldn't be able to use part of those funds for that purpose.
No, I'm not saying that. I realize we can't use those. I understand that. What I'm saying is we establish a new fund. We maintain the filing fee because we're making money. We're accumulating money, millions of dollars, right? I mean, that's...
Well, a lot of the fees that the circuit clerk collects goes into the general fund, and that pays for everything.
Okay.
The operation. So, I mean, we generate nearly $7 million in circuit clerk fees each year. That goes to the general fund that pays for all of our operations.
So what? But we've accumulated millions, and he's needing an investment device for, right?
Those are different. The treasurer actually makes investments for the circuit clerk's office for those fees. These are separate fees. Like, can you explain it better?
The mark. Those are the bond monies that he's holding. I mean, it has nothing to do. The investments that are under the circuit clerk's control aren't fees that are assessed on cases. And
they are bonds.
They're
bonds that people mean for jail bonds?
No. So like a company is ordered by the court to establish a bond while an appeal is pending. So the circuit clerk is the custodian of that bond and okay. has the ability to invest that money and make interest.
Okay. Those are complete. I guess my question is, can we establish a fee through the circuit clerk, or do we have the liberty to do that?
Being a non-home rule county, we don't have the authority to make up new laws. We can only pass laws at the legislature. So we would have to go up and get legislation passed to say we want a new $5 fee on the court filings to pay for the jail. That's how that would have to work.
Okay.
Actually, just to add to that, sorry, Tom. A few months ago, I had actually asked if we could have a fee-based program that was everybody that goes to jail has to pay a
yeah.
certain amount.
Yeah.
And I started looking into it, and with other counties that do it, it's starting to cost them more in trying to collect those
yeah.
fees than what was worth it. I had thought, too, that, well, let's generate a fee by criminals that are
yeah.
charged. And if you're charged, then you owe X amount of dollars. But unfortunately, it was harder to collect from that group than what was
written. It's impossible to collect. They don't have it.
Right, right. I had thought, too, but just to add to that.
Okay. Any other business to come before the committee? I have one thing. We discussed it, three of us discussed it here earlier. We really have a need to move the committee to Thursday instead of Wednesday. Was that a problem for you, Ann?
Potentially could be. But I will. I can address that, try and address that in the next couple of days.
Okay, very good. We'll talk about it then. Everybody else says it's... I didn't ask you, Larry. You weren't here. Was that...
7:30?
No, 9 o'clock.
That way we have transportation before. Actually, finance. 7 would work well. But.
The problem is that the highway department, we're approving some things, and you know, it's they don't meet until tomorrow. And same with the health department. So we should be the last ones in line for the meetings before the deadline. Okay, so we'll talk about it later, and then everybody will be notified. Okay, can we get a meeting to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.